From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, this is the Eye in the Sky forecast. Sometimes the opportunity to enjoy outdoor activities combined with nice weather can be limited in our region. That definitely has not been the case over the past week, as it has been dry and mostly to partly sunny. Today will be the last full, pleasant fall day out of almost a 10-day stretch until the weekend. Weak ridging aloft, as well as surface high pressure passing through the mid-Atlantic states, creates another sunny and delightful fall day to get outside. It will be a bit cooler, with valley highs remaining in the 50s, due to some cold air that moved overhead behind a weak frontal passage yesterday. Attention then turns to active weather late tomorrow into Friday morning. A low pressure system at the surface marches its way across the international border from the plains into southern Canada over the next couple days. It then becomes in phase with a coastal low pressure system riding up the New England coast. This provides a return of soaking rain late tomorrow into Thursday. The region sees at least 1 to 2 inches of rain with this substantial disturbance. Some parts of the region may exceed 2 inches. How far inland and the exact tract of the coastal low have the biggest bearing on where the heaviest rainfall will set up. A few scattered rain showers linger on Friday morning before high pressure makes a return through the weekend. There is a chance to see some snowflakes Thursday night into Friday at the upper elevations. I'm meteorologist Chris Kurdak with an Eye on the Sky.